You are welcome to the podcast of Dominion Chapel International, the special place. We are a church that believes in pure worship, unadulterated word and family. Be enlightened as you listen to this message.
Hallelujah. We'll be dwelling on what we were taught on Sunday. We'll be dwelling on it. Amen. But let's look at the scripture. Our theme for this month is put in the, what is happening there? The kingdom. Put in the circle. And what's the next thing? No, remembrance is very important. You cannot apply what you don't know. Hallelujah. So put in the circle. The kingdom harvest is right. Now, there are so many things about this theme for these 2 months. And if you're not careful, you will focus on just the aspect of going out to tell people about Jesus. It is a total thing. I think it was Bishop that mentioned that. I don't know if Pastor Stanley Bishop, but there's one thing to tell people about your Savior. It's another thing for your life to tell them about your Savior. Because Bishop, yeah. It's one thing to go about and speak. It's another thing that your life is the speaking. So the theme plays on us a duty to look at these other aspects very wonderfully. Hallelujah. Now, in the book of John chapter 4, Pastor Jesh took us through a beautiful teachings the last time when he took us through, I think, John 1 and then came to John 4, teaching us how we go out to preach and the different people we meet and different styles and presentations. And so he brought us the book of John chapter 4. But there's something I want us to look in that place. Now, look at the verse number 28. John 4:28. Bible says, the woman then left her pot, went her way into the city and said to them, come, see a man who told me all things that I have ever did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. Hallelujah. So this woman has an encounter with Jesus. Jesus reveals himself to her. And then without being taught how to teach, the revelation was enough to push her. An encounter with Jesus, a genuine encounter with Jesus, will not make you mute about that encounter. And that's what happened to the woman. Jesus reveals himself to her, and then she goes immediately and tells people about Jesus. She has an encounter with Jesus. And so one of my prayers for us in this 2 months is that we'll have genuine encounters with Jesus. An encounter with Jesus cannot be covered. It is so real. It can't be covered. It's like a blind man, everybody knows he's blind, and encounters Jesus and his eyes, he can see. It's so real. When a man meets Jesus, even if you don't talk, we will know you have met him. It's so real. It's like a crippled person who everybody in the area knows the guy is crippled and meets Jesus and begins to run. It's so real. Acts chapter number 3, you see that happened there. They all knew this man who had been crippled from birth. They all knew him. And every now and then, they'll bring this man to the gate called Beautiful to come and beg for alms. And this very day, that is as if God just orchestrated that day for the man. And these two servants, these two conduits of divine power, these two people who had encountered Jesus beyond just being their master, but they had received his life. and have encountered his person and his power. His person and his power. His character and his charisma. They could not hide it. For out of the abundance of what they had received, they had to pour it out. For the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I've come to have life, have more abundantly. When you receive his life, it's in abundance. The impact's in the abundance. And right there, they changed the man's story. And the story is so changed that you can't hide it. Because the story tells us that this man began to jump and leap in the temple. The same guy that they always saw at the gate. When you encounter Jesus, the encounter cannot be hidden. It can't be hidden. It's too real. So sometimes I think people encounter church and church members and not the Christ of the church. Because the impact is so strong. That wonderful man of God that God kept alive until Christ was born mentioned that he shall be like a stone. Those that fall on him will break, and when he falls on them, you'll crash. The impact of Christ is too real. Are you following me? The impact of Christ is too real. It's a total turnaround. It's so real. You it can't be hidden. I desire that we will all have a longing for an encounter. Sometimes you need a second encounter. Acts chapter 2, they encounter God's power. Chapter 4, they say we need another one. It's needed. Sometimes you have gone a certain path for so long that you have lost touch. You need another touch. Because no one can be with Christ and you can't tell. That's my point. It's not possible. You can't have an attitude that is not beautiful and meet Jesus and maintain that attitude till he comes in glory. It's not possible. A lazy man cannot meet a hardworking Jesus and remain lazy. A visionless young man cannot meet a visionful Jesus and still lack vision. It's not possible. Jesus is too real. Jesus is too real. He's beyond church gathering. He's real. He's real. He will alter your life. And it will be so real. You yourself, you know that you have been changed. So when you realize that the way your life is going, and when you read the scriptures, it's like you are going to different places. Christ is going here, going here. You must come back for an encounter. Are you following me? On Sunday, I spoke to one of our members whose mother wasn't feeling well. And I said, I have to let one of our pastors come and see you. Then I called Pastor Stanley. He said, sir, please, I want to go and see this lady's mother. And I said, do you know why I'm sending you, sir? Because you have an encounter with his healing power. A person who has seen and touched can trust God more for a repetition than the one who has never experienced it. Do you get a point here? No. And of course, when he went there, he was giving me a feedback. He said, when I went, I told the woman, I said, I couldn't walk. You understand what I'm saying? He didn't go and quote scripture. Say, me, you see me here, I couldn't walk. But this Jesus made me walk. He can change you. It's different. If I were to send some of you here who have never had him even heal headache for you, you go and quote plenty of scriptures. Sometimes you quote scriptures out of anxiety, not because you have an encounter with the scripture. David had picked 5 stones, but used one. Not the 5, one. But one was enough for one head. It's not how many stones you are carrying, but the effective one. When they told the woman, they said, I could not walk. See, I could not walk. What the woman in 24, chapter 4 of John say? He said, come and see the man. He said, come and see the man. She didn't go and say, no, according to Deuteronomy, Leviticus, and then Genesis chapter this, the man was expecting. He said, come, see the man. Period. Short message. You talk too long when there's no encounter. This year, it's not even just 2 months. This year, there's an assignment on us to bring people to Christ. I know something of God. If you and I don't live a daily life of different encounters with him in fellowship, we'll drive them out. Are you following me? I was having a training session with the ushers and I was telling them something. I said that the trainings or the culture of the church you are living speaks louder than what we explain to the people that come. You understand me? So if supposing that we have a system where every Sunday for about 10 minutes, we talk about our culture as a church. So in this church, we listen to instructions from our leaders. When they say we should come to church, we appear early and we come every service, every meeting. The person will be like, oh, wow, this then is a different church. Wow. And the person, one more thing to come on Tuesday. And then miss the seats empty. You see, the person has already seen it. What the person has to learn is what we have done, not what we have said. I get the whole idea. So our living is enough powerful teaching than our talking. You get the idea? We're not just going to preach. We want to bring them and establish them in Christ. It means we the vessels, must be prepared. Are you following me? Come and see. Amen. So please, this month is a month of you need to be sincere with your walk with God. You need to be very sincere. You must evaluate yourself on a constant basis. The bishop always says that every year he goes back to his foundation. Yes, I think 3 years ago I picked the book that is indeed a foundation. A book that one of my mentors way back in 1999 gave to me. So when I saw the way the book I've suffered, I had to go on the internet and see if I can get soft copy. The book is looking, it's like one of these ancient writings. And the title of the book is 100 Lessons on the Christian Faith. If you go through that book and you're done, you have finished the whole Bible school. Basic, very basic, very basic, very basic. I started reading about God. There are a lot of us sitting here, if they tell who is God, you can't talk about it. He's up there. Papa said, you see, he's up there. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? Yeah, there are basic things we really don't know. Who is God? An atheist meets us. I said, there's no God. He said, you're a fool. The Bible says you're a fool. Do you know that sometimes, not even all times, knowledge increases value. Knowledge increases value. Your value of Christ is highly determined or dependent on your knowledge of Christ. The knowledge of Christ. You are not ready to trade him for anything when you know who he is and what he does to you. I was dealing with an issue some time ago. A young man was very devoted in church. In fact, anything you need him for, he's around. Very prayerful. Goes evangelism here and there. And the person travels out and after 1 year, don't marry, fornicates, and he pregnant somebody else. It doesn't make sense. And I told somebody, I said, it is not about the means, it's the end. We always think prayer and fasting is the means. So when you are done, you feel fulfilled. No. It is so that Christ can gain access, scoop out the old man in you and place himself inside of you. Is that with me? So there are some of you that you can pray from now till 2074 because of the way God loves you. America can only see what that. Because he can see clearly where you are. You see, we all see you that you are very, very vibrant, but it is God that knows the hearts. God can tell this guy, he just needs 1.5 years. This lady, this is 1.5 years in the US and will receive a call that this guy is not a lady. No, because the system is said that it's demanding. You can't have time to go to church when you go to church. Because your support system in Accra was church. And we forced you to be in church. And be on Zoom prayer. And be that. Now you go to a place where you are at liberty to misbehave. Your family is happy that you have traveled out. They are happy that they can build the house they've not built. You have to work two jobs. What time will you, four jobs? What time will you get to read your Bible? If that was the means by which you will be sustained, and now you cannot do it. You have to pay bills. So sometimes it is not the devil who is your opposition, it's God Himself. God, He is joyfully sitting at your face. Say, I won't let you go. Are you following the word of God? We can go out there and preach, and there are some kind of souls that will never enter the church. Let me tell you the reason why. Because God is building us to depend on Him. But God knows if these guys come, we'll be asking them for money to survive. Are you following me? This is a season that you must review. No. This is a time to come and ask your resident pastor and the pastors, what books can I read? I realize that I lack depth in this area. What books can I read? I pray a lot, but my life doesn't look at my prayer life. I think I'm not getting right. What books can I read? What prescriptions do you have for me? When you are sick, you call a pharmacist. We call that man Buffo, and ask him that my head is aching. Here's aching. What can I do? And this guy will just prescribe something for us. Then we say, actually, thank you. Thing just went after 2 days. Why have you not come for prescription? You're trying to heal your sickness by yourself. All of us sitting, see how we're all looking smiley. Only God knows how many of you have stomach ache. You sit here, you know that you have stomach ache. Me, I can't see it in your face. Except the Lord opened my eyes by prophetic, you know, and the strings have been played. Hallelujah. The married ones here, you're the only one that knows that your wife beats you at night. We don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. When you come to church, the way you are dressed, we know that you have money. But only you and God know that for the past 1 month, you've not been seeing 100 cedis in your account. So, you see a trend in your life. It's the same way as you realize a certain symptoms are symptom way dear. It's just a menya typhoid. What's a mean who doctor be? I will stay. I'll be fine. You will die. So the same way you don't stay at home and you go to a medical center to seek for help, it's the same way you have to diagnose your life and your spiritual walk and see, where do I need medication? And don't go to a carpenter. Come, pastor, I don't pray at night or forget the tongues I speak in service. I don't pray. I don't know how to pray. I don't pray, sir. I don't pray. I look spiritual, but I'm not spiritual. I mean, prescribing normal. What he has here? By the time I give you what you need, give you this one, pass here. You write notes, you bring, we mark, you go. You give yourself sleepless nights. By the time you are down for 3 months, you are not in shape. Because maybe because of you, God cannot allow fine girls enter the church because you will not allow them be. No, God loves us. Oh. You have no idea how much God loves us. God will allow some say, we are praying that, marry. God say yes, but what is happening is that if I bring this fine sister, so you preach and they will accept Christ, then they go to another church. What do you see? If you need anything, and yet, we are not ready for them. Are you following the will of God? That your evangelism pastor tells you, make sure stay on this soul till it comes to church. We try 1-2 weeks. Why should God increase the souls that should come here? We're not ready. Are you following? There are some souls that we need us to support them small. TNT, some entire. But here you are. Not us, you. Like you. Your hand is. I'm strong, Papa. How will they come? What am I trying to say? I am calling us into a place of depth in Christ and leave the place of shallowness, because shallowness makes you a Pharisee and a Sadducee. You will not let people enter and know Christ, and yet you too will not enter. Come and see the man. Say, I'm a witness. Shout and say, I'm a witness. Shout it three times. I'm a witness. Yes. Yes. Add Jara. You know Jara? And to swear one more time. Hallelujah. Now look at John 3:11. This is how witnesses behave. See how witnesses are. Look at it. John 3:11. See how witnesses are. See how they are defined. Can you read it me? 1, 2, go. Hold on. And let me emphasize, based on what we are talking about right now, the know here is not just head knowledge. We are talking about an experiential knowledge. Like the way Paul would tell them, he would tell them that whose I am and whose I serve. From that perspective, no one would die here in this storm. We'll lose their ship, but not the human beings. The guy was too bold. He was too bold. You see, your boldness is situated on the knowing and the seeing. Hallelujah. The knowing and what? The seeing. Jesus talking to Nicoya. Right? We speak what we know and testify what we have seen. And you do not receive our witness. What else do you want to receive again? Say with me, I'm an eyewitness of Christ. You know, we were not there when he was crucified. We were not there. But by revelation, we were there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Are you still with me? We are witnesses. To strengthen the conviction of our witness, we must go deep. We must maybe say, deepen our connection to the vine. But then John 15. Let's go there now. John 15. Verse number 1 to 5. That's what we're taking to on Sunday. We want to deepen our courts in there. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. I don't know where I was sharing this. I don't know if it was in church. I think it was one of the Thursdays. I was talking about the fear of the Lord. How many of you remember? This is when I came on Thursday. The fear of the Lord. And I was telling what my professor said about the fear of the Lord. You remember? He's a white woman. Asked us a question. A class full of pastors. Some have well-established churches. Some of them have Bible schools. The woman asked a question. What is the fear of God? Come and hear revelation. The fear of God is a reverential. It's not like you're afraid of God. No, it's like a reverential. You white woman just there listening to us. Talk. All kinds of rumors. I say, you see, the fear of God is not about fear. No. It's reverential. The woman says, these are wonderful. I just love your contribution. They're beautiful. But can I tell you something? Someone that can snap his finger and you are dead, you are not afraid. Say, please, the fear of God is being afraid of God. She holds 2 PhDs in theology. He says, he's being afraid of God. In the name of deep, deep insights. Deep, deep insight, as we claim. We are losing track. Wait though. Somebody who somebody cry doesn't fit to be used on him as somebody. That we don't know his beginning, because even beginning didn't exist and he created it. That even this talk we are talking, he made us to talk. That he created a universe and made sure everything in the universe is there for one small ball called Earth. And he hangs it. Created you and I and gave us natural cap so that the sun, no matter how hot it is, it will get to our skull. So he gave us hair. Even wiper. We have wiper. That is wiper. You understand? Look at how we are in different sizes and different shapes. Different sizes, different shapes. And when he set the mold, he has not gone to visit it. Have you ever witnessed that you've seen somebody, like you see a white guy who looks like a black guy, but you know?
Have you seen that thing before? What was that anything? Oh, you know what I'm talking about now? That you see an Asian, and it's like, no, this guy looks like some guy. Now, it's not that they look about this shape, no, it is familiar. There's a pastor in Nigeria called Pastor Inti. Yeah, Inti. I've forgotten his full name. When Pastor Apostle saw him the first time, he told me, do I know the man? I said, no. He said, check the man, you look like him. When I saw the man, his ears, the skin, his ears, how he, the same thing, who knew that? And there are, God is so amazing. So amazing. It's scary. You're so amazed that it's scary. I'm afraid. As fragile as we are, he says, I don't want to stay anywhere. I want to stay as a human being. The angel said that, who is man that you are mindful of? You can't understand it. Do you know in all the beauty and awesomeness of the angels and celestial beings, they don't have the privilege of being the abode of God? Is this woman, this young man, that one, this is the tall one, this is the short one, the bearded ones, and he has filled every one of us at the same time. How does he do it? And yet he's not divided. I tell people that most of us pray and forget God in our prayer room. The way to walk in the presence of God is to carry him in your thoughts on a daily basis. That's how you live in his presence. Don't pray and leave God in the prayer room. Let it be the ignition. Do you understand me? That's how you walk in the spirit. That's how you walk in the presence. Romans chapter 1 says, because they did not retain God in their thoughts, he gave them a proper mind. So it means that walking in the presence of God requires you to retain him in your thoughts. I was thinking about God recently, and I said, wow. You know, God wants to feel, you see, he's God, eh? His form is not the form that we know. And God wants to feel, he wants to know how it feels like to be born and grow. So he makes man. That, you know, he's everything. Hallelujah. He wants to know how it feels like to be a wife and be married, you know, and he wants to see it. So when you are living in those things, you are glorifying God. God is excited. He said, oh, wow, that's how it means to be a youth, to be in classroom and learn. We're made for his pleasure. You know what that means? What it means like, it's like me, okay, let me use myself. I have children, I go buy toys for them. It's for their pleasure. You understand? The toys are for their, it's to make them happy. You get the idea? Huh. That is how God is. May your knowledge of God increase. Okay, let's read the scripture. I am the true vine. My Father is the... Read with me. Let's go. Verse 2. Repeat that part again. For without me, you can do nothing. One more time. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, one of the things that Papa emphasized on Sunday to us is that whatever is in the vine is in the branch. Is that not so? Whatever is in the vine is where? Say with me, whatever is in the vine is in the branch. Repeat it 4 times. One to go. Yes. Yes. One more time. This was how the Jews memorized the word of God. As many as did receive it, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believed on him, who were not born of the will of man or will of flesh, but were born of God. Hallelujah. And so when you receive the gospel, and you believed in your heart, and you confessed with your mouth. I came to realize that in spiritual things, you receive by talking. You understand? That's why I keep telling you, you can't be quiet. You receive by talking. That's quite interesting. How do you eat? Through where? Your hand? Where? Oh, let me hear you. Where? So you take the food and you put. So in the kingdom, when you talk it, you are receiving it. Do you understand? I have eternal life. You are eating that fruit. That's how you eat it. By talking it. It's so beautiful. So what the enemy can do very well is to make sure that either you eat the wrong thing or you don't eat at all. Hallelujah. The power of life and death are in the power. The life and death are in the power of what? The tongue. And the one who loves you, I eat the fruit thereof. So your words are the fruit you eat. So you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ is my Savior, that I should have died, but Jesus took my place, so I will take his place. For he who knew no sin became sin, that you and I can rise up to Christ Jesus. So I should have died. You should have died. We are the ones that are sinned. We have been separated from God. We have turned our backs on God. And there were consequences. The consequence of spiritual death, physical death, and eternal death. What is death? Death is separation. So the first death was spiritual separation. Hello. Are you with me? We're separate, and there was no how we could come back to God. No how. Then Jesus says that I am the way, the truth, and what? Tell me, I am the way, the truth, and the life. May I add, I am the bridge. So when you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, Jesus, my Savior and my Lord, you are saying that, Lord, the arrangements you did on my behalf 2,000 years ago, I agree to it. I identify with it. As soon as you said that, it was as if you were the one that was beaten. It was as if you were the one that was nailed on the cross. It was as if you were the one that rose from the dead. Are you with me? How many of you were around in Garden of Eden when the guy was eating the, and the wife were eating the lunch? The Bible says we all were in him. Are you with me? In the same vein, when Jesus Christ was beaten, Paul reveals to us that we were all in him. That was the spiritual reality. Okay? But that spiritual reality must now become substance to us. And it is faith that makes it substantial. So when you said, I believe in my heart, that Jesus is my Savior and my Lord, instantly, that reality becomes a reality. Instantly, within the twinkle of an eye, that substitution took effect. Now you are justified as if you were never part of those in Adam when they rebelled against God. Now you are part of the one who obeyed God. Now when that happened, you know that scripture? You were translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of what? Now if you don't understand that scripture properly, just remember what happened to Israel. You were in Egypt. Do you remember? We were in Egypt for 430 years. Alright? And then God sends a deliverer. The person of who? Moses. And then Moses, by the power of God, by the outstretched arm of God, goes, contends with Pharaoh, and then takes God's people. He transports them from Egypt. They go through a baptism in the Red Sea, and they are heading to their Canaan. In the same vein, Jesus contended with that accuser of the brethren, the devil, and said, by my blood, you cannot hold them back. And then snatched you from that kingdom of darkness and then transported you to the kingdom of light. Now, you were not only transported, you're also engrafted. Simple terms. You are now tied to Christ and became part of him. You are not part of the vine. But by that simple expression, you are now part of that vine. So you are an offshoot of this vine. Glory to God. If they were writing Matthew again, you'll find yourself there. The genealogy of Jesus Christ, they will put it this way, genealogy of Isaiah Jr. And Abraham beget Isaac. And Isaac beget, and they'll put down the hand. Isaiah, your first question, beget Isaiah Jr. That's how it'll be. And copy, you can see my trace to Jesus. Hallelujah. I mean, that long vine. And what is in this vine is in the branch. His life is my life. His victory is my victory. His passion is my passion. Whatever is in him is where. What we're doing this year, reaching out people, is to activate the subscription. Oh, you understand? Sometimes when we need ECG, or we are working, and like, bam, light goes. Hey, do we now ask, is it ECG or is the ECG here? And then I can say, oh no, it is our ECG, so I'm going to buy credit. Why go check Osamato Nafla Milodi? So when Barakashada, when we tell people to accept Christ, we are saying that it has been paid, you have to load. That's what we're doing. We're ECG agents. We help them load their credit. Do you get the idea? So what Jesus did, he wanted to effect in their lives. So when they accept him, they have loaded. Brother Ike buys the thing, it's on his phone. But it's not here. So in the records of ECG, we have bought credit. But in our experience, there's no light. Oh, let's make it simple again. For those of us that use the ECG card, how many of you are using the card? So those of you with ECG card, the card, how many of you are using the ECG card? You know, you go and buy the light on the card. Is that not so? Don't you have light on the card? But does it translate as light in the house? So you have to take the card, go to the meter, put it inside. Then what was on the card now comes as an experience. Is it clear? Interestingly, it's not only the redemption we have in Christ that we have to load. Your healing has been loaded. Your prosperity has been loaded. So we are not loading. That's the problem. So why is church there? Church is God's institution where we are taught how to load. I think I can end here. Do you get the point here? So we all have credits on our cards. But the loading understanding is different. Whatever is in him is in me. So that prayer we prayed at the beginning, the Lord give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation of knowledge, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened that I may know. We're just in the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, teach us how to be loading. We're telling them about Jesus, how to load that eternal life they've received. Now when they come, we have to show them how to also do some settings so that the payment for your healing can be effected. The payment for prosperity can be effected. The payment that has been done for the peaceful marriage can be effected. That regardless your background, the settings you have to put in so that your going to school without paying can be effected. They are all there. All these applications are right there, either in Play Store or where? App Store. This is Christ Store. You have to be taught. And that is why we have the fivefold ministries. To teach. Oh, pastor. I've forgiven him. We are not just this. We are not just free. There's an app that says your sins are remembered no more app. I have to teach you how to upload that one. There's an Agape app. I have to help you load that one. Are you following the of God? But the souls we are bringing to church, one of them might offend you. And you'll not forgive. And the soul will go back to you. And see, the danger is that people who are fresh, fresh meat, it can easily mold it. By Ajini. You know Ajini? When the fish is dry, dry fish, you can't mold it to break. That's why it's people that have been to church before and they've left. It's so hard for them to come back. That's why I want them to meet Christ and meet Christ in us. They come here, we are teaching Christ. They look at us, they are seeing Christ. We talk with them, they hear Christ. We are not preaching, but our lives is teaching Christ. Then they can be followers of us as we are of Christ. Then can they be established until Christ shall appear. Hallelujah. This is one reason why I don't know how to blame God. I don't know. I can't remember any day in my life where I've said, God, why me? I can't remember. If I have, Holy Ghost has to remind me the day I said that and ask him to forgive me. But God doesn't owe me anything. I owe myself. When I hear people say that I've done everything, it didn't work. There was a day I think I bought credit and I didn't know how to load it. I did everything. And when he that knew came, Papa, he just entered and said, what did you do? He realized that it's just one small thing he didn't realize. Most times our major problem and the devil is we don't know. Lord, teach me. That should be the prayer every day. Teach me, Lord. Teach me. Teach me. Friends, we have a great task ahead of us. And it's not just when we wear our t-shirts or join Pastor Stanley on the evangelism that is there. That is. You see, we going out to preach is like a husband releasing the seed into the wife. It's a long process. How healthy that child will come out depends on what food the mother is eating. Amen. And even when the child is born, more expenses. A life work, but your life, you are in him. Let me end with this saying that I think I mentioned this on Tuesday during the prayer time. Most times when there's no fruit on a tree, we don't blame the branch, we blame the tree. So the question I'm asking myself is, Isaiah, the way you are living with Christ, are people blaming Christ be barren, or they are praising Christ that is fruitful? That's why our key scripture for the year says, you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine that men will see your good deeds and give praise to God in heaven. So it means that if they are not seen, it means that they are not giving praise. So we are denying God praise. So praise time this year is not when we come to dance only. But when our lives are shining and men can give praise to God, that is the praise that moves God. You get it? Lift your right hand and say, Lord, let my life praise you. Pray that prayer in a minute. Lord, let my life praise you. Father. Father. Let it not be, oh God, that my life is making people curse you. No. Proverbs 16, verse 22-24. I don't know if somebody has received a prayer point for tonight when you go home. How many have received some prayer points for tonight? So to add to your prayer list, I have received a lot. Proverbs 16, 22-24. And this is what our mouth does to our inward being. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him who has it. But the correction of fools is folly. Go to 23. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth. Woo! Are you seeing that? The heart of who? Teaches what? So the heart of the fool teaches. Oh, you say. The heart of the wise teaches is. So if there are wise things from his mouth, means his heart is wise. And if they are, it means the heart is. And adds learning to his lips. Eish. Go to verse 24. Pleasant words are like a honey what? Oh, I can't hear you. A honey what? Sweetness to and health to. Are you seeing the effect? Sir? Okay, we'll do the passion too. Let's do the passion too. Passion too. Passion. Passion. From verse 22, quickly. 22, quickly. Are we there? Let's go together. Okay, 23, let's go. One to go. 24 now, let's go together. Nothing is more life-giving words, for they release sweetness to our souls and inner healing to our spirits. And then there was one Sunday, Papa was telling us something that there are some times you pick the scripture and just read it to yourself. Hallelujah. And today I took the book of Philippians and I read it to myself. And while I was reading, it was turning up praying my spirit man. There's no how that you finish such an exercise and you still be the same person. No. Your soul will be affected and your body will be affected. Are you here with the will of God? Hallelujah. Please, when you go home, spend some time on this scripture. And it's going to open up mightily to you. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet.
God bless you for listening to this message. You can also enjoy our messages on Anchor, Spotify, Podcast Addict, and all other podcast platforms. Visit us at Dominion Chapel International, the special place near the XGI building, Shashi, Accra. Do remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive more life-impacting teachings by our seasoned ministers of the gospel every single week. You can also follow DCI, the special place, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Always remember that God loves you.